AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira appeared in a court in Boston accused in the leak of highly classified military documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This is not just about taking home documents. That is, of course, itself illegal. But this is about the transmission.
Billing records and interviews with Teixeira's social media comrades help pinpoint him as the suspect. Meantime, the Justice Department has charged 28 members of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel as part of a fentanyl trafficking probe.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says they include three sons of former cartel boss El Chapo Guzman,
known as the Chapitos,
whom DEA Chief Ann Milgram says inherited a global drug trafficking empire.
And they made it more ruthless, more violent, more deadly,
using it to spread what she calls the deadliest drug America's ever faced.
They are responsible for the massive influx of fentanyl into the United States.
Only one of the three sons is in custody in Mexico. The charges target everyone from cartel leaders to alleged chemical suppliers to financiers, what Garland calls a bid to disrupt the entire fentanyl trafficking ecosystem.
From start to finish.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will allow access to the abortion drug mifepristone to remain in place for now as it considers issues raised in a court challenge. A Connecticut man who used a stolen riot shield to crush a police officer in a doorframe during the January 6th Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. France's Constitutional Council has approved a plan to raise the country's retirement age to 64. That's prompted more angry protests in Paris. In U.S. economic news, retail sales dropped 1% from February to March. On Wall Street, stocks closed down for the day, but for the week, the Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq all finished higher. This is AP News. Declared and likely, Republican presidential candidates have been making their case at the National Rifle Association's annual convention.
Former President Donald Trump.
I was proud to be the most pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment president you've ever had in the White House.
He says gun rights are under attack by Democrats.
They want to take away your guns while throwing open the jailhouse doors and releasing bloodthirsty criminals.
And vowed to reimburse teachers who want to be armed in the classroom. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Protect our schools, institutionalize the obviously mentally ill.
While NRA leaders warned politicians not to limit gun access, Vice President Kamala Harris noted there have already been 150 mass shootings in the country this year.
Gun violence is now the number one cause for death of children in our nation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.